and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli forces conducting one of the largest raids in decades in the occupied West Bank. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Brit Clement.
At least 11 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the north of the West Bank in the biggest raid in years. Troops surrounding a main hospital in Jenin. Videos showing bulldozers tearing through streets. Water gushing down a road after the destruction of a main water line. The IDF says its forces are carrying out a counter-terrorism operation in Jenin and Tulkarm.
Special Counsel Jack Smith filing a superseding indictment in Donald Trump's January 6th election interference case. The streamlined charges were designed to focus on Trump's time as a candidate, not president, following the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. The Surgeon General has released a new advisory today on parenting and stress. It says financial worries, concern about health and well-being of their kids, and the dangers of social media are weighing on parents' minds. Almost half say they're stressed most days. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in northeast Wisconsin. Janesville officials are applying for a federal grant to repurpose the site of the old General Motors plant. Economic Development Director Jim C. Kuborn says it could be a boost to the surrounding neighborhood.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of asphalt and fences falling over. And so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
Three public meetings on Janesville's grant application start next month. $20 million is available to cities nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Ascentia Health St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth has received thousands of dollars in fines for serious OSHA violations. According to a Northern News Now report, the Occupational Health and Safety Administration gave the healthcare organization six serious violations following an April inspection. The fines were issued on July 30th, and the hospital was given until August 23rd to fix them. Some of the violations included a lack of available protective equipment, exposure to corrosive materials, and inadequate exposure training. As the new school year gets underway, Lake Superior College officials say they've seen an increase in student enrollment. According to a Northern News Now report, officials say enrollment at the school is up about 3% compared to last year, with students especially focused on trade programs like firefighting and carpentry. The rising interest in trade programs follows a national trend as those careers tend to be in higher demand currently. Officials credit their hard work following the COVID-19 pandemic for the increased enrollment. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says the game should be a good learning experience for the team.
It's a great learning experience for a lot of the guys, and it's tough when things don't go your way. But I love the way they competed, and if they keep competing like that, it gives us a chance in these types of games against these type pitchers.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to nine in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain, an inch or more. Our high tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And boy, Calvin, what a difference a day makes.
Yeah, I know. We're finally back to regular Wisconsin temperatures.
Man. So the last few days, Calvin, is what it must be like to live in Houston, Texas, and Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, maybe not Vegas, but definitely Texas or Florida.
Or Arizona.
Yeah, they got that dry heat. Apparently, it's different in Arizona, but the humidity and the near 100, it was oppressive the last few days.
They can have that, right?
Yeah, they can keep it.
Yeah, they can have that. You know, man. I'm just so happy, man, that it's over. I'll tell you, Calvin, you ever lose your power?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, we lost it for 4 hours.
Man, I lost it. We lost it for 5 hours yesterday. And, man, I've got a newfound respect for people who live in rural areas. You know what I mean? And go through, and people who go through, you know, really horrible tornadoes and all sorts of things and lose their power.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in like seventh grade, a tornado hit my town and we didn't have power for like 5 days, six
days. Wow, man, what did you do?
Well, we went and stayed at my grandparents' house who had power.
Yeah, man. So it's 5 hours and I'm like, man, you know, I didn't want to go anywhere, but what good is the house? You know, my air conditioning was out. You know, I'm roughing it. You know, I got, you know, central air. And it was out and no television. So I find myself sitting in my car and with the air conditioning on, at least, you know, some refuge there.
Yeah.
But Calvin, 5 hours.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And so, yeah, man, I've got big respect for all of you who have had to deal with, I mean, that's minor stuff, 5 hours, right?
Yeah. What time did it start go out?
It went out at about 12 o'clock.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
well,
what?
At least you had daylight.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the other thing. It could have been during, you know, people lose power at night.
Yeah. I mean, just like I was saying, a month ago, we lost power at about 8 o'clock at night.
So wow.
I was reading a book by candlelight.
Oh, and, you know, and so it just takes you back to just how, you know, tough people had to be. It, before us, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, long before us, man. We're weaklings, man. You know, central air, you know, refrigerators and stoves and
Yeah, I'm okay with being soft if it means being comfortable.
Man, yeah, man, it's really unbelievable. But, you know, they got it done. A tree apparently fell on a power source. And that just goes to show you just how fickle all this stuff is, right? You don't have control. If a tree falls, you know, what's that old saying? If a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, did the tree really fall? Well, this tree fell, fell on the power. And so, you know, it went out and they were able to at least restore it within 5 hours, which is, you know, really great. Anyway, I got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. So tomorrow I got a very special guest on at 9 o'clock. He is Dr. Romel Smith. And this young man, you know, is without question an exemplary young man whose life is really kind of a fantasy and storybook with how he's reached acclaim in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years. This young man, who's a good friend, by the way, was, you know, I met him, the young man that my wife and I are raising. He was a psychiatrist, a psychologist, and he was working with us. And the young man we were raising, he was very young at that time. A young man we were raising, I think, was about nine or so years old. And maybe not even that old. It might have been 6 or 7. But anyway, we took him to this psychologist, Dr. Romel Smith, who was working for Children's Hospital. And the young man that we were raising had some really tough, you know, issues as he was growing up. And this psychiatrist was the one person, a psychologist, was the one person who had the temperament to deal with the young man that we were raising. And the young man that we were raising was very difficult, and very few people could reach him, but Dr. Romel Smith could. And so for about a year, year and a half, we had the pleasure of working with Dr. Romel Smith. Well, since that, his climb has been meteoric. You know, he has risen to international acclaim as one of the top psychologists in our nation. And so this, you know, summer, he's kind of reached almost the highest level that you could possibly reach. He's one of 60 who represented the Olympics, the medical team for the United States Olympics. He was in Paris as the top psychologist, you know, for the United States, and worked with the 850 some odd athletes. And if that's not enough, he is going back to work with the Paralympics. And he's such a humble, humble man who none of this has gone to his head. He's a family man who really, to be quite frank with you, could be wealthy. He could be rich, you know, financially, if his feet weren't so firmly planted on the ground and if his family wasn't his number one priority. So, you know, the good doing, Dr. Smith is going to be joining us tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. I used to have him on a show, and weekly it would be Earl Ingram with Dr. Romel Smith. And so before he reached all this acclaim, I had him for at least a year or two, even maybe longer than that, as I was in my beginning stages of radio. And, you know, he was such a humble man. He hasn't changed one bit. He's in demand all over this nation and now many parts of the world. And the thing about Dr. Ramel Smith is I see Dr. Ramel Smith, after his family has grown, internationally doing television. You know, he's such a, you know, talented young man. But I'm excited about having Dr. Ramel Smith join us in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow as he heads back to Paris, representing over 4,500 Paralympics, or working with those Americans in their Olympics. So mark it down, Dr. Ramel Smith, the return of Dr. Ramel Smith on the Earl Ingram Show. I'm really, you know, just more than excited about the fact that as busy as his schedule is now, that he's decided to carve out some time for us. I didn't seek him out this time around. He reached out to me, and I said, man, absolutely. We're definitely going to find time for you. But let me get into this. Calvin, you're a young guy, man. I keep telling you you're a young guy. And so Calvin doesn't ever have to worry too much about weight and all of those things. But I'm looking for, okay, my article, Calvin, was about, do you eat 30 plants a day?
Oh, probably not even anywhere close.
Okay. 30 plants a day. There is a belief that we should eat 30 plants a day to remain healthy. 30 plants a week. So with these 30 plants a week, hey, Calvin, hang on a second. Say a couple words. I got to take this.
Yeah, so Earl is... thank you for listening to the Earl Ingram Show. Earl is ready.
All right, I'm back, man. That was a very, very, you know, important call, man, that I had to take, and I'll tell you about it later on. Anyway, really excited. Just got a great call, restricted. So anytime I see restricted, you know, I get excited. I think White House. Anyway, but welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. So we should eat 30 different plants a week. I don't know, Calvin. How many do you think you eat a week?
Maybe 7 or 8.
You eat that many?
Well, I mean, maybe less, to be honest.
Well, that's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. Now, my wife is one who will clearly come close to that, if not more. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And we got a lot more to talk about on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
November 21st, 2021. The Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. A holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed 6, including an 8-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, get up, get down, get up out of your seat. You know, Calvin, you know, my wife, again, can eat broccoli and green beans for breakfast. I'm not kidding, man. And, you know, green peas and all of the things. And, I mean, my wife weighs probably less than she weighed when we got married over 40-some-odd years ago. But she rarely eats meat. And she eats and lives on, you know, these vegetables and plants.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't get enough vegetables. I was thinking back to the week, and I had some stir fry the other day that had some onions and peppers and broccoli in it.
Was there some meat in it?
There was meat too. Then, to be honest with you, as bad as that sounds, those are the only vegetables I can think of that I've had this
hey
week.
Man, hey, guess what, Calvin? They're more than what I had. And you're young, so, and your system is still active and young and fresh, so it's still working in an optimum level. When you get to be my age, the system has gotten up. Not just you age, but the systems in your body age as well. And so it's important, you know, that we, you know, get these things. And if we want to hang around here longer, we've got to do it. So, look, man, I'm going to get me, after reading this article, and, you know, I've been listening to Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He's always talking about gut. And you know, and good things and bad things with the gut. Well, so, man, I see you have to go and find me a vegan cookbook. And I got to do it, man. I have to, you know, kind of do away and change my diet. But 30 plant-based foods a week. It's pretty aggressive, you know. And this last thing is, as I talk a little bit more about this, you know what's so amazing about that? You see the big silverback gorillas?
Oh yeah, I know where you're going.
You see the rhinoceroses. You see horses. You see elephants, the largest mass animals on the planet eat what? Vegetation.
Yeah, I mean, meat definitely has a role. I, don't necessarily think you should do away with it completely. But yeah, vegetables have a ton of nutrients that you're missing out if you're not eating them.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's amazing that the largest animals on the planet, they eat plant-based foods. They don't eat the other things that we eat. And so there's got to be something there, a lesson that we can learn from a big silverback gorilla who sits there down and he's eating, you know, leaves. And certainly, you know, this is something that I need to take heed to. And sometimes, as I said earlier, I remember an old man telling me, and I know I repeated this before, sometimes we don't learn how to live until we get to be 70 years old. And by the time you reach 70 and you understand those things, and now you understand all these different things, it's almost time to check out. But you have to check out, you know, just need to change things. Hey, Dave from Milwaukee, good morning to you. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I'd like to give you a resource to help you out on your journey into going more plant-based.
Yes, sir.
In Wisconsin, we have an organization called Plant-Based Nutrition Organization of Wisconsin. The website is pbnow.org, pbnow.org, and it's a local group. It has a local cardiologist as its medical director. It has monthly Zoom meetings with nationally known nutrition experts and doctors who promote plant-based living. So I thought that would be something you would be interested in, and perhaps even to tap into to have guests on your show.
Well, so Dave, you know, you're reading my mind. I've written it down. I'm definitely going to reach out to them and bring them on the airwaves because, you know, this is so critically important. So, yeah, thanks for the information. I'll follow up, I promise you, and you'll hear them on these airwaves. Thank you very much for the call. Mary, hang on. And we'll come to you on the other side, 844-967-2789. You know what I'm going to do, Calvin?
What's that?
I'm going to get me a snack. I'm going to go out and snatch some leaves off the tree during the break and chew up some leaves. Well, maybe I'll try it. I'll see what. You got some salt and pepper to go with that, Calvin?
Definitely would need something.
All right. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. Got an awful lot to talk about this morning. Thank you for listening.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
A soldier from Wisconsin who crossed the border from South to North Korea is expected to reach a plea deal in his Army court-martial. Private Travis King of Racine will reportedly plead guilty to 5 of 14 charges. King crossed into North Korea last year after he was released from a jail in South Korea. Enrollment is down in Wisconsin's public schools, but education leaders point out that costs per student actually go up when that happens. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you know, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Olson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Work on the next state budget begins next spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Portions of Duluth's Lake Walk will be closed on Wednesday so city crews can work on removing some trees from the area. According to a WDIO report, the temporary closure will cover the Lake Walk between 40th and 43rd Avenues East. The area was closed to all traffic beginning at 7:30 a.m. and work is expected to be completed by about 4 p.m. City officials are warning residents to avoid the area for their safety and the safety of the tree removal crews and thanked them for their patience and cooperation while the work is underway. Road closures are officially underway for construction on Garfield Avenue near the Blatnick Bridge. According to a Northern News Now report, the north and southbound ramps to and from Garfield Avenue at I-535 have been closed and a detour route signed. The ramps are expected to be reopened in mid-October, so until then, Duluth-bound traffic on the bridge will need to follow the new bypass connection from the bridge to northbound I-35, 5th Avenue West, and Railroad Street. The detour is for the Twin Ports Interchange project. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kate Winslet fans will have a new series to stream thanks to A24 Studios. The show is called The Spot and follows a successful surgeon played by Winslow and her school teacher husband, who play a couple that may have been responsible for a hit-and-run death of a child. The relationship becomes tested as the truth unfolds and they weigh into darkness surrounding the crime. Winslet was last seen in HBO's The Regime and prior to that won an Emmy playing a single mom and detective in Mare from Easttown. The Spot will air on Hulu. Can't get enough Yellowstone? Or are you like me and have had too much? Apparently, there is a season 6 in the works, and that is a surprise for fans of the show and the pocketbooks of the actors. According to Variety, top billing in the new season would go to Kelly Riley, who will return as Beth Dutton, and Cole Hauser, who would return as Rip Wheeler. Kevin Costner is no longer with the show, as he took his version of Yellowstone to the big screen in the form of Horizon, an American Saga Parts 1 and 2. Suddenly, Yellowstone doesn't look so bad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight 61, tomorrow partly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain an inch or more. Our high tomorrow 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 59.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by Wisconsin DOT.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Esther Flonase is our guest, and also Dr. Laura Hanks with another edition of Public Service Announcement. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about 30 plant-based, you know, foods that you should eat on a weekly basis. And, you know, I'm more cognizant of my health than I probably was, without question, 25, 30 years ago, even 10 years ago. And so that's the one thing that I know that I've got to make adjustments to. 30 different plants, you know, a week. And I've got to incorporate those things. If I didn't do anything else other than just let my wife feed me, I would be successful. Speaking of somebody who eats well and right, Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing, my friend?
Hi, Earl. And sounds like your wife is having a good influence on you, so kudos to her.
Well, it's been over 40 years, and I haven't followed her yet from that perspective, but it's time to start.
Baby steps. Now, when you think about 30 vegetables a week, that breaks down to 4 to 5 a day. That's pretty doable, you know. So, and I heard you mention vegan, so I'd encourage you to find out the difference between eating vegetarian or vegan, because vegan is more extreme, where you eliminate all dairy products. You know, forget the cheeses and the milk and.
Well, I can't do without cheese. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So don't get the book on vegan until you're ready for that step, but do look at vegetarian. And I wish you success with this. It's a good step in the right direction. And I eat low carb, and I'll tell you, I have no cravings for eating between meals because it's so satisfying. And the sugars and the carbs, they're addictive, and they make you want to eat more of them. So think low carb too.
Yeah, I will. And I'm gonna follow what David had to say, and I'm gonna reach out to PBNow.org, and we'll bring them on, because one of the things that's important for our listening audience is, you know, the majority of this audience is not Calvin's age, and so all of us, we need to hang around here a little bit longer. Anyway, let's get to this, Calvin. Donald Trump is at it again, man. You didn't buy any of those collection cards that he sold before. Remember when he?
I remember. I didn't know if you were going to go with one of those Bibles or one of those pairs of tennis shoes or.
So he's got a new collection of cards. He sold them out the last time. They were $99 each, and they're not cards that you can put your hands on, right?
Yeah, they're those NFTs.
And so whatever that is, what is an NFT? Whatever.
So it's an NFT stands for non-fungible token. It's basically an electronic piece of art or something that has a unique signature that is on the blockchain, which is connected with cryptocurrency. So basically it's like having, it's like if you had an actual art piece except it exists on the internet.
Come on,
I know,
man.
It's ridiculous.
Well, so the digital cards cost $99 each. This is Trump. You know, he's got America's first, he's got 50 new images of Trump. The digital cards cost $99 each, he said, and supporters who purchase 15 or more at $99 each, Calvin, you get a reward at a cost of $1,485 or more. You actually will get the physical card, a picture of Donald Trump in a Superman outfit. I don't get it. And if that's not enough, he's got another opportunity for you and me and those in the listening audience. the suit that he wore when he debated Joe Biden. He cut it up.
I did hear about that.
So Calvin, you can actually own a piece of the cloth that Donald Trump cut up his suit in a debate against Joe Biden. And apparently it has some value, you know, that's yet to be determined.
Yeah, I mean, they have like sports cards with, they have little like, ooh, a piece of game-worn jersey inside. So that's, apparently that's what he's trying to do.
Well, so it's like, you know, I guess it's kind of like Jesus, just to touch a hem of his garment, and maybe you'll be made whole. I don't know, man. And you know he's going to sell it. You know people are going to buy it, right? Because they bought the stuff before.
I mean, I've seen some really weird, odd things from people who buy that sort of thing. I saw a video on TikTok of this person who was completely serious. It was not satire. And they had a picture of Donald Trump in the Revolutionary War painted on their wall.
Oh, man. So Donald Trump said people are calling it the knockout suit. Trump said in the video, adding, I don't know about that, but that's what they're calling it. In other words, he knocked out Joe Biden. And, he continued, we'll cut up the knockout suit and you're going to get a piece of it. And we'll be randomly autographing five of them. A true collector's item. This is something to give your family, your kids, your grandchildren. Supporters who buy 75 digital cards at a cost of $7,500 will get to attend a gala dinner with the former president at Trump's National Golf Club in Jupiter, Florida, Trump said. So, you know, one thing that you can't dispute, who is it that said, oh, P.T. Barnum, there's a sucker born every day. And I don't know, man, you know, why it's, maybe there's something that people find redeemable, you know, in all of this. Because if you think years from now that that's going to be worth some money, Calvin, I got a piece of paper that I wrote down some notes on this morning. So maybe I'll try to push that, man. Man, if it's that easy. Now, I'd also go here. His new NTF series is the latest in a series of unique digital assets that Trump has released. The new cars are selling for $99 each, but the package purchase could get customers a gala dinner. Again, and maybe even a pair of Trump sneakers. by popular demand, I'm doing a new series, popular demand of Trump digital trading cards. You all know what they are. We've had a lot of fun with them, Trump said in the Truth Social video, adding that they can be purchased with credit cards or cryptocurrency. They call me the crypto president. I don't know if that's true or not. Go right now and collect your piece of American history. The new lunch comes. So this is a part of American history, Calvin?
Well, I mean, it's just really odd. You can tell. I don't think Trump understands what this stuff is. I don't think he cares what this stuff is. He clearly has younger tech finance bros telling him like, oh yeah, we can make some money if we do this. And he's just like, sure thing, I love money.
Well, yeah, he does love money. But just the fact, man, that there are people who are so gullible, man. You know, so what happens if Donald Trump loses? Let's say he loses. Does the value of the merchandise change?
I mean, who knows? It could go up. It could go down. Anything could happen.
Well, yeah, man. You know, it's really, you know, we're in uncharted waters. You know, and yet, you know, people are caught up in this and they can't separate themselves. You know, I mean, there's nothing valuable about that. But if people find value in whatever it is they see it as. But I just think we're just at a point where he's taking advantage of people. But that's always been his MO, man. He has never not taken advantage of people. And this is just another time that he's doing it. Listen, so I want to do this, Calvin. There is a conversation going on between apparently Milwaukee Public Schools, Calvin, and Wauwatosa's district. And they're talking about a merger of Milwaukee Public Schools and Wauwatosa's school district. And at the root of it is lower births and enrollments in both districts, in Wauwatosa and in Milwaukee Public Schools. And there is some folk who are really upset about this. I think it's a sign of the times. People are having less children. All of these districts were built at a time, Calvin, when there were baby boomers and there were needs for schools and school districts everywhere. There are less and less children being born and less need for all these different school districts. And I think this is a sign of the times where people can no longer afford taxpayers to support school districts that have lower numbers of students who are going to the schools, man.
Yeah, I mean, declining enrollment's definitely a problem. I graduated from a real small high school. And after I graduated a few years, there was a referendum for us to join.
Oh, really?
A larger school district. And that was primarily put on by parents who wanted to go to the larger school district. And the town and the community came together to save the school district and keep it its own thing. But yeah, it's definitely something that's happening around the state.
Yeah, it is. It is a major concern. And so we're going to talk about that on the other side. Don, hang on. 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday's on the Earl Ingram Show and you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to a Wednesday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My man, Johnny Watermelon, get your 30 plant-based foods at your local farmer's market all over Wisconsin. Fresh vegetables, fruits, cheeses, hundreds of options. Hey, Johnny, are you going to take the advice and make sure you eat 30 plant-based, foods. I know you're giving us great information. Anyway, let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. Thank you for the call. You say what, sir?
Yeah, good. Good morning, Earl. I'm having a little chuckle over all this stuff that this guy is, the orange man is selling. this guy... it's unbelievable the stuff that this guy doesn't have for sale. I believe that the slogan is P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute, I believe that's what he said. But anyhow, I wonder how much he's going to charge for those classified documents that he stole from the government. Okay, Earl. Yeah, thanks for...
Hey Don, let me do the humor. That was funny. That was really funny, man. Thank you for the call. No, so this really is a big deal. The fact that Milwaukee Public School, the largest school district in the entire state, and the Tulsa School District, that there are conversations, or there have been conversations clandestinely about merging those districts. Because, again, Tulsa is a much smaller school district, Calvin, as you stated, smaller school districts. And they have a $4 million deficit that, they can't seem to work out. And so they're looking at the possibility of, what do you do? Can you keep taxing people? Excuse me. That certainly comes to, there's a limit of what you can tax people for school districts. Hey, Brendan from New Jersey, that's probably not a problem out in Jersey, but you say what?
Well, we got 100-degree heat advisory today, so you guys stay cool up there in the Midwest north. But, the Bible? Really?
Oh, yeah.
The Bible?
Yeah,
come on. And not for nothing, but I also wanted to bring up because my buddy CJ's out there, and I just always love to, you know, love to throw him some love. But, yeah, find out that the pictures the moron took at the Arlington Cemetery, his staff actually got involved in a small little scuffle with the people there as they were trying to ask them not to take photos in a specific area, and they did anyway. Yeah, but the Bible, really?
Well, you
and
know,
what he's charging for the Bible, you could steal one from a hotel, admonish your sins, you know, confess, and do better than $100 he wants.
Well, so Brendan, I was going to bring up, so you already brought it up, Trump staff in altercation with Arlington Cemetery officials. And CJ brought this up yesterday about Donald Trump was, you know, at the Arlington Cemetery and how great it was. He was there and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris wasn't. But he didn't tell you about the two members of former President Donald Trump's campaign staff had a verbal and physical altercation with an Arlington National Cemetery official during a wreath-laying ceremony. Citing an unnamed source with knowledge of the incident, NPR reported that Trump's campaign was filming in an area of the cemetery where only cemetery officials are authorized to take photos or video. The area known as the Section 60 contains the graves of recent U.S. casualties. So, you know, I mean, it really is, you know, hypocritical when you hear people talk about, you know, what the 13 and the Gold Star families that died during the evacuation of Afghanistan. And yet, at the same time, they're disrespectful of the rules that are already in place, Brendan, and have been in place, and that everybody else follows but Donald Trump. Now, you know, I mean, you just get to a point where these things, you know, that you add them on top of one another. It would be different, you know, if this was the first time that some of these things were done. And so you could overlook it. But, you know, Calvin, it's always him doing something that nobody else can do, right? Or him doing something that we know is not the right thing to do. You could overlook it. Again, if it was something that's done, you know, irregularly, but it's always he's going to be on the wrong side of things. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on The Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by the co-host of the Maggie Dawn Show and actor Brian Kelly and director of the cult classic The Giant Spider Invasion and Wisconsin native Bill Rabane.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.